In an interview concerning the New York production of The Big Meal, the 33-year-old author, Dan LaFranc, makes a point of saying that his own growing up saw, quote, lots of support, but also a ton of friction and fear. And that was critical in making me the kind of writer and person I am today, he added. Well, that would be a guy who has sharp instincts for both the juggler and the heart. The Big Meal checks out 8 folks in all kinds of ways. His people can be young and fun and sweet. They could be middle-aged and depressed and disappointed, filled with anger and desire to get out. They can be sweetly old, but terrified of checking out. They can be, well, all of us. Under tight and insightful direction by Trinity Rep's Tyler Dabrowski, and with Michael McGarty's splendid set remindful of an Edward Hopper All-American painting, the 8-member cast is terrific, handling multiple roles with conviction. From Richard Donnelly's cantankerous, oh-so-goofy, joking old-timer, to Karen Carpenter and Steve Kidd's ever-so-fluxed and yearning middle-agers, to Amanda Ruggiero and Joe Short's flirty, sexy, wide-eyed young folks, the actors are right on. Accurate, without being obvious about it. Addie and Wendy Overly's old lady who will bring tears to your heart, and 2 wonderfully gleeful and mighty mischievous kiddos played by Emmeline Easton and Elliot Peters, and you have a crackling production of a play that could be a disaster in lesser hands. With all that said, The Big Meal can at times seem a little cantankerous, loud, overwrought. It has more pugilism than pleasantry. There's lots of foul language and references to body parts not generally mentioned in polite company. Author LaFranc happily admits that The Big Meal was inspired by Thornton Wilder's 1931 one-act family drama, The Long Christmas Dinner. I've not seen nor read that play, but I'd imagine it is a bit more, shall we say, contained than is The Big Meal. But then, we do live in a let-it-all-hang-out time, and that is just what LaFranc's work does. In that New York interview, he said, my creativity was born out of wounds, and that, at bottom, a playwright must write his own truths. That seems to have been achieved in this excellent 90-minute intermissionless production at the GAM. The Big Meal is a big success, almost in spite of itself.